This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Folk Music Hour.
Greetings, folks and friends of folk music here and abroad. I'm David, and this is the fab and sadly missed trio Pacific Curls with Riverhouse from their album Pacific Elta. May is New Zealand Music Month in Aotearoa, and all the radio stations air music that sounds like Kiwis doing American or Caribbean stuff very well. And despite the fact that as a nation we don't honour our folk heritage the way, say, Ireland does, you'll still hear quite a lot of Kiwi folk music this month, and the Folk Music Hour loves to spin all Kiwi artists for at least 4 weeks. We'll play something old and something new, it's all borrowed, a little of it is blue, and we hope you'll get out and support all the artists we play live or on record. Let's start with a new young artist called Nyo, N-Y, new word O-H, whose pop folk is making waves.
No, I will not give up on love. No, I will not give up on us. No, I will not give up on love. No, I will not give up on us. Down in the Garden of Eden, I went there to grow my hair long. Down in the Garden of Eden, I was alone, but I was thinking about you some. Now all that I saw around me, baby, was beauty, but violence all the same. I'm dying to hold you closer, but I keep choosing lonely nights instead. Singing, I will not give up on love. No, oh, no, even when it feels like I'm falling in, everybody's falling out of touch. Trust that I have seen the light. Won't turn away out of fear of what you say by. Writing my songs for you. Standing in the Garden of Eden. Well, baby, I was alone, but no, I had to see in blues. I'll see you and you see me, the man on the rock. So you'd say to me every day, hey, oh, no. A sentiment used to charm me, but I was found myself running away to stay. Give up on love. No, I am no. Even when it feels like I'm falling in, death is always calling me out. Oh, I trust. Oh, I have seen the light. Won't turn away out of fear of what you'll say about. Thank you. is like a dream that I choose to live in.
Some of Garden of Eden by Nio. In complete contrast, Neil Finley plays some blues.
Blues all in the ocean, blues all in the air. Can't stay here no longer, I have no steamship fare. But when my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker bills, let the mermaids flirt with me. My wife controls our happy home, my sweetheart I cannot find. A troubled and a worried mind. But when my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker blues, let the mermaids flirt with me. For pleasure, it's a piece I'll know no more. Only reason I work at all is to drive the wolf from my door. But when my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker bills, let the mermaids flirt.
Finley picking some Mississippi John Hurt. And Shimna's List is playing in the background now while I propose a folk music hour for New Zealand Music Month, subtitled Awards Season. At the end of May, New Zealand honours our musicians at the annual Aotearoa Music Awards. As well as the obvious emphasis on all forms of pop and rock music, there's an appropriate emphasis of Māori and Pacifica artists, as well as more, shall we say, minority musics. So jazz and classical musicians are honoured and so on. We'll come to this year's three finalists soon, but many folk feel that the Folk Award is too often won by, shall we say, unfolk. Often country music, which after all has its own awards season every year in Gore. This 50th anniversary year is also celebrated on the last weekend in May, but contemporary folk performances merit their own day in the sun. Hence the formation in Dunedin of ANZFA, the Aotearoa New Zealand Folk Alliance, driven by the boundless enthusiasm of Kiwi folk Mike, who started the 24/7 Kiwi folk radio on the interweb. So for those living between Kumu and Dunedin, a distance of nearly 1,500 kilometres by road with the addition of a three-hour voyage by ferry in the middle, it can be quite a schlep to attend. But we can enjoy the music of the first ANZFA Awards, five finalists, all of whose music sounds a lot more folk to those who know and love it. Taking their name from the essential stop on the all-night train between Auckland and Wellington, stopping at Taumaranui on the main trunk line of Peter Cape fame, when a cup of tea and something to eat were desperately needed, a group called Railway Pie was founded in 1969 at Massey University in Palmerston North, another comfort stop on that epic train journey of yesteryear. Only the hell train in the Sudan is a tougher trip in my experience. Their second album is called Caution 15. I guess from the reduced speed limit sign for roadworks, a constant presence here because tectonic forces mean the land is always moving. I can't help thinking that even his bobness would grin at Railway Pie's jug band setting of this 12-bar bluesy Highway 61. Originally known as the Nash Street Jug Band, living in Northland and Auckland these days, Railway Pie. Their album Caution 15 is on Bandcamp for you to acquire. Try Teaka Music in your search. The real Highway 61 runs from New Orleans to Thunder Bay, Ontario, and was one of the main routes that blues and jazz musicians travelled from south to north in the early 20th century in search of factory jobs in the big cities, where R&B was born. We've featured Adam McGrath and a program of his own that bears repeating later in the year. This larger-than-life rambling folk singer, already acknowledged with a Tui Award, has an album called Dear Companions. I love this poignant song from his younger days in Christchurch, Sea City Kid.
Both catch the same bus, City Blue Line. With your red hair, me with mine. You on the left seat, me on the right. I could have spoken back there, might have said we'd be alright. But this trip, it's a long one. It's all that we had. So good to see you, not see that bad that you used to keep hitting in your blue little jacket sleeve. Now that I see you, so hard to believe. And after all these years, still be right here with your radio, your eyes so clear. Oh, baby, where she is now. Think of your friends and how they made out. But regardless, I'm glad of this long bus ride. See you still. Survive after all these years, still be right here with your radio and your eyes so clean. Maybe I'll see you in the town further down. You and me, baby, riding on through time. Just two old relics of a time that never was. Just two riders, because just because, just two friends going street after street, just two kids going beat after beat, just two street after street, just two friends who just happened to me.
We're spinning the finalists from the Anne's Far Folk Album Awards. Here's Matt Hay with Dog and Pony Show.
Ask for a bit. the dog and pony show. When there's no use wondering why, just close your eyes, let me kiss you goodnight. Close your eyes, let me kiss you goodnight.
Some tasty slide there, Matt Hay. Tap his name into your search engine. He has a lot to offer. She's probably sick of being introduced as the daughter of John Grinnell, the famous New Zealand country singer and horseman. But Amiria Grinnell also has a fabulous voice which can turn itself to country or poignant folk, as here with a nice string arrangement, The Winter Light.
She stops and she stands, staring down at her hands, and she nods to the stars, counting them all, wondering how far, and she wanders away from her dream, somehow tangled in. Seems but not forgotten. Is she okay? We haven't heard from her today. I might visit on Tuesday. Take some time outside, up the hills and across the valley.
Right about here, the winter light kicks off into unfolk territory. We'll spare your eardrums. That's Amiria Grinnell. Gavin Ash's album Pathways was shortlisted too. Wouldn't you know it? He sings the very Peter Cape Kiwiana classic where the ladies at the train station served those hot railway pies.
I'm an ordinary joker, getting old before me time. And my heart's in Taumarui on the main trunk line. Taumarui, Taumarui, Taumarui on the main trunk line. You can get to Taumarui going north or going south, and you end up there at midnight, and you've cinders in your mouth. You've cinders in your whiskers and a cinder in your eye. So you pop off to refreshments for a cup of tea and pie. And Taumarui, Taumarui, Taumarui on the main trunk line. There's a Sheila on refreshments and she's pouring cups of tea, and my heart jumps like a rabbit when she pours a cup for me. Her hair's a flaming yellow and her lips are flaming red, and I love that flaming Sheila till I'm up and gone and dead. Taumarui, Taumarui, Taumarui on the main trunk line. You can get a job in Wellington or get a job up north, but you can't in Taumarui though you try for all you're worth. If I want to see the Sheila, then I gotta take a train. Got 10 minutes for refreshments, then they cart me off again. From Taumarui, Taumarui, Taumarui on the main trunk line. Well, they took me on as fireman on the limited express, and I thought that she'd be Jacob, now she's all a flaming mess. The Sheila didn't take to me, I thought she'd be a gift. She's gone and changed her duty hours and works the daylight shift. Taumarui, Taumarui, Taumarui on the main trunk line. So I'm an ordinary joker, getting old before me time. And my heart's in Taumarui on the main trunk line. Taumarui, Taumarui, Taumarui on the main trunk line.
Riffing on most Kiwis' appalling pronunciation of te reo, the Reverend Peter Cape's Taumarui, sung by Gavin Asher. But the best album at the ANZFAR celebration around New Year's was awarded posthumously, sad to say. One of many sensible Americans who bailed out and settled in New Zealand long ago, the late Martha Louise sang beautiful music wherever she played, so it's significant and very apt that she should be honoured as the first recipient of the award for best album titled Changing Tides. Here is Coming Home.
The sun is on my shoulder, I'm looking out to sea. Cat is sleeping at my feet, my guitar is on my knee. I've been halfway round the world and back, found the love I left intact, but that return flight came none too soon for me. Now I'm home to the sunshine and the sea. Now I'm home where you were waiting here for me, where that tui sings its song for me in the pahutukawa tree. When I'm back in my New Zealand home. My sister had a birthday
and she blew those candles out. My daughter met her cousins and she wore her granddad out. But my mother wanted most to know to which one of us the china should go. And I was somewhere in between the life that I once knew and coming home to the sunshine and the sea. Now I'm home where you were waiting here for me, where that tui sings his song for me in the pahutukawa tree. When I'm back in my New Zealand home. Chance to look behind me to see where I'd come from. It was a chance to look at where I am and see what I've become, and to see the friends I'd left behind had found a life so much like mine, and that home is where the heart is, and yours was calling me to come home. Sunshine and the sea. Now I'm home where you were waiting here for me, where that tui sings a song to me in the pahutukawa tree. When I'm back in my New Zealand home to the sunshine and the sea. That too he sings his song to me in the pahutukawa tree. When I'm back in my New Zealand home. The
marvellous Martha Louise singing about coming home to New Zealand. Check out her history on the superb website of New Zealand music called Audio Culture. Since 1965, the Australasian Performing Rights Association has awarded the Silver Scroll to the composer of the best song of the year, as chosen by a poll of their peers. It's often, but not necessarily, performed by the songwriter. The song's the thing. A refreshing change from the cult of personality that pervades modern life. There are several additional awards to the main event, which takes place near the end of the year in New Zealand, springtime. It's a long time since folkish music won out with Steve Robinson's Lady Wakes Up or Dave Jordan's I Shall Take My Leave. There's no folk category, which the Grammys include. But back to the Aotearoa Music Awards. They used to be called the Tuis after our native songbird. As you can see, they're not the only occasion where we honour our musicians, but they too come at the end of New Zealand Music Month. Incomprehensibly to my mind, the folk category is hived off to the Auckland Folk Festival at Kumu at the end of January, which has the effect of isolating the music we love from mainstream and national exposure. I do wish the head honchos of New Zealand folk would drop this silly idea. I've said previously that women are making the running in acoustic music these days, and this year the three in contention in the folk category are indeed all women. Here's Blue Dreams, a folk rocker from Holly Arrowsmith.
Blue dreams, a rising tide of blue. Blue chair in the corner of the room. One room, within it everything. A lonesome lagoon.
the dead flies on the windowsill. Something wrong with me, you might say I'm not a natural, but I know myself and I love you, and you know what that means. I think we're gonna make it through these blue dreams.
Born in the New Mexico desert and raised in New Zealand's Southern Alps, Holly Arrowsmith with Blue Dreams. It takes a lot of courage to make a record these days with just voice and guitar, and our next New Zealand artist has a record deal with Topic, no less. Her new album is called The Folk Singer. It's difficult to think of anyone more different from Te Kuiti's favourite son, Colin Meads. Known as Pine Tree among aficionados of rugby, he used to train by running uphill on his farm carrying a sheep on his back. But Karen Fields was also born and raised in Te Kuiti, New Zealand. Her journey is as remarkable as the music she creates, writes one reviewer. Early years of hospital stays and physical challenges, but music became her sanctuary and connection to the world. This is Human Touch.
My skin, I am suffering. We've all got pain to live with that never ends. Will you take my hand? I could use a friend. Hold me as I cry and try to stand again. It don't take much with human touch. Two gentle hands to reach for when I'm covered up. Someone I can trust to show me love. Thank you. magic. When you're on your way and I'm back up too, we'll be over yonder thinking good for you. It don't take much with human touch, two gentle hands to reach for when you're covered up, someone you can trust to show you.
Karen Fields with Human Touch. The third woman artist in this bracket of finalists grew up in Westport. I really like Mel Parsons' music, though the sight of her picking a Gibson Flying V in her video to this is not the only clue in addressing the question, but is it folk? It's called 5432. Hoping for Rain is the least unfolk song on her album Sabotage. The nasty snare drum on many tracks is at last somewhat tamed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Mel Parsons' Hoping for Rain from her album Sabotage. It's crazy that we won't know for 7 more months after the main awards night who of these 3 artists won out, but many fans are hoping that folk music will carry the day. The art of one person with one instrument holding an audience in the palm of his or her hand is even more important in these digital AI times. Here's Kieran Fields live on What the Folk on the radio in Victoria with Trains and Whistles.
Trains keep on rolling through our little town. It all feels different without you around. I shook your hand that shook the hands of pain. You said it all makes you stronger, yeah, that's just the way. So I'll see ya when I see ya. It's been mighty fine to have got to know ya. We'll sing our songs again and drink to long lost friends. Oh, we'll bring the house down when my train comes to town. The stories we could tell. You never tired of listening. You knew me so well. Taught me about Jesus. Let me make my own mind. He said we all get redemption at the end of the line. So I'll see ya when I see ya. It's been mighty fine to have got to know you. We'll sing our songs again and drink to long lost friends. Oh, we'll bring the house down when my train comes to town. Thank you. see ya. It's been mighty fine to have got to know ya. We'll sing our songs again and drink to long lost friends. Oh, we'll bring the house down when my train comes to town. When my train comes to town.
Karen Fields with Trains and Whistles on the member-funded community station based in Melbourne. No relation to PBS in America? Search for pbsfm.org.au. So, there's a look at our year-round awards season. The Aotearoa Music Awards and the ANZFAR Awards from earlier in the year, with mentions of the Silver Scroll and the Golden Guitars in Southland. The Folk Music Hour warmly encourages you to support all these artists with your discretionary dollar. I've never forgotten at a Massey University Arts Fest meeting James K. Baxter at the top of the Palmerston North Clock Tower, where he recited some poems. He said to me that essential to the life of every human being is that someone cares whether they live or die. Still true today. I wonder if Hemi realised that his verses would inspire so many artists to set some to music. From the must-have album Baxter, curated by Charlotte Yates, one of New Zealand's most famous pop and rock artists, Dave Dobbin, gives us a folk rock setting of Baxter's Song of the Years to end the program. More New Zealand Music Month Folk Music Hours coming up. Thanks for being with us. See you, mate.
When from my mother's womb I came, Disputandum was my name. Weeping, hoping, threatening, beyond myself I had no king. I drew in with each hour's breath gray dust of the second death. And when my childhood days were spent, it was to fetus I grew suppliant. Little tremors woke and died within the mountain of my pride. Singing on the gallows cart, created beauty held my heart. The aardvark and the onager were stabled at my sepulcher.
For listening to the Folk Music Hour, a weekly broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki, thanks to New Zealand On Air, Irirangi Te Motu. All our shows are available to podcast. Just search for Folk Music Hour. Kia ora.